The sermon today is, I want to talk about the need to hear from God. We know that from the Bible, we can hear from God through what the Holy Spirit makes real to us as we read it, as we have others read it to us. Another way that we can hear from God is through the sermon, through a Bible study, as you minister one to another. There's many ways to hear from God. The way that is most critical and also most difficult to hear from God is when God speaks to you directly, because it takes faith to believe. We can have faith in the preacher, we can have faith in the written word of God, but it takes faith to hear from God directly. And I want to talk about this way of hearing from God because it is critical. As we are approaching this time called the latter days that the Bible talks about, it is more and more critical that we hear from the Lord our God directly. Now, we know that God speaks because in Genesis, he spoke all things into existence. And we know that he still speaks because we have a verse in the book of Hebrews where if you look at the middle of that verse, it says, "And upholding all things by the word of his power." Now, what that means is that if he's upholding all things by the word of his power, that means that if he stopped speaking, everything would fall apart, because he is upholding all things by the word of his power. This is proof that God is continually speaking. And I know that everybody here that's a Christian has heard and recognized the voice of God for themselves at least one time. Because in Revelation 3:20, if we have that scripture.
Or you'll have to restart it.
Okay. I will read it. Revelation 3:20. It says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." This is Jesus talking. "If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him." Now, that is the thing that makes you a Christian. When Jesus stands at the door of your heart and knocks, and you let him in. When you received Christ, that is the event that made you a Christian. You didn't become a Christian because you read something in the Bible. You didn't become a Christian because somebody convinced you of something. All those are aids. Reading the Bible helps you become a Christian, perhaps. Listening to the ministry helped you become a Christian, perhaps. But the actual event that caused you to become a Christian is when Jesus knocked on the door of your heart and you heard his voice and you received him. So you have the ability to hear. But people, they say, "Well, I don't hear the voice of God." And others, they say, "Well, I don't recognize the voice of God." But we know and have proof that we've heard it at least one time. And he keeps speaking because he upholds all things by the word of his power. Now, some people, they say, "Well, I'm not that good a Christian, and that's why I don't hear God speak." Well, your behavior doesn't have anything to do with it, because God established a relationship with Cain after he slew Abel. He talked to Adam after Adam sinned. He talked to Balaam. So your behavior, good or bad, doesn't have anything to do with the ability to hear God's voice. Some people say, "Well, God only speaks through the ministry, to apostles and evangelists and pastors." But your position doesn't qualify you to hear from God either. You can hear from God before you are a Christian, because you got to hear that knock on the door of your heart. And certainly you can hear from God once you get to know him more and more. For 6,000 years, God has been trying to get a people to hear him. Individuals in the Old Testament age, they heard him. There's a long list of them. But as a people, as a nation, as a group, Israel never heard. It's in Psalm 81 and verse 11. "But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me." The nation of Israel never heard the voice of God as a nation, as a people. There's more than 40 scriptures. I didn't want to put a whole list of 40 scriptures up here, but you can find them when you read the Bible. Jesus confirms this in John chapter 5 and verse 37. He says, "And the Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have," and he's talking, not talking to a few people here, he's talking to the nation of Israel. That's who he's addressing here. "Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape." So Jesus confirms that which David says in the Psalms, as a nation, you've never heard the voice of God. But the ability has always been there. In the Mount of Transfiguration, when Jesus has taken his closest disciples up there, God speaks out of a cloud. It's recorded in three Gospels, signifying the importance of it. And he says, "This is my beloved Son. Hear him." God is very specific. The instruction he gave to us is, "This is my beloved Son. Hear him." He didn't say, "Read about him, learn about him." He said, "Hear him, hear his voice." The first commandment starts out, "Hear, O Israel." In John chapter 10 and verse 27, do we have that one? It's very clear. God says that once we're Christian, we are the sheep of his pasture. And Jesus says and confirms to every believer the ability to hear. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them." So you are hearing. You can't say, I don't hear the voice of God. This is proof, a statement by Jesus that you do hear. "My sheep hear my voice." If you're a Christian, you hear the voice of God. The word, the Bible, they're eternal, everlasting truths. But God wants us to be established in the present truth. In 2 Peter, it says, "Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth." The only way you can be established in the present truth is if you hear God speak. In the book of Hebrews, there's a verse, Hebrews 3:7. It says, "Today, if you will hear his voice." That's how you're established in the present truth. "Today, if you will hear his voice." Because Christianity is not a religion. It is a relationship, more like a marriage. And in any relationship, there has to be communication for it to last and to flourish. So, Deuteronomy 28:2 is a scripture we want to look at next. "And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." This is what, thank you, Andrew. This is what God has promised to the children of Israel if they heard his voice. But they said to Moses, "You go up the mountain and hear God for us. Because if we hear God, what is going to happen? They were going to die." They didn't understand that part. And so this promise, this prophecy, is still out there for the people of God. And what do you have to do to get all those blessings? There's a long list of very powerful blessings in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 3 to 14. All those blessings are still out there for us to get a hold of. And what do we have to do? Well, it says all you have to do is hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. All you have to do is hear, and all those blessings, what does it say? Overtake you, overwhelm you. Have you ever been overwhelmed by the blessings of God? Some of us have. But as a people, as a church, as a Christian nation, supposed to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world, are we ready to hear the voice of God and to be overwhelmed by his blessings? That's out there for us. God is waiting for us to hear and to understand. But faith comes by hearing. We have to believe that he speaks. And the scriptures that I showed, they are proof that he speaks. They are proof that we can hear. All that we lack is faith to believe that he does speak. So in your prayers, in your daily prayers, be quiet before the Lord. Spend some time and reflect on what he's trying to say to you. Practice makes perfect. Don't be so busy in your prayers with a long list of needs and demands and wants that you don't have time to hear from God. Because God's voice isn't just a booming thunder out of a cloud. It's what Elijah calls a still small voice. And God isn't loud where where he where it's a thing that we hear with our natural ears necessarily. It's a still small voice. Now, the Bible talks about Christ in you, the hope of glory. So if Christ is in you, and if his sheep hear his voice, where do you think that voice comes from? It's not something you hear from behind the blue. It comes from inside you. That's how God speaks to us. That's the reality of the Word of God. Confirming, revealing. The last scripture I have, I'll read it. It's Matthew 25 and verse 35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. That's why it's important to be established in the Word. If heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall not be, that's where we want to be established, in the present truth, in his word, in that voice that he speaks to us every day. And all these blessings will overwhelm us. That's the next step that God is waiting to pour out to the church. Amen. So I found that very encouraging when God showed me that, and thank you for the opportunity to share that with you this morning. I don't believe in speaking, in saying something in 40 minutes that can be done in 20 minutes. So, Pastor Andrew.